podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Well, I was remarking to my coworkers here that we're officially into back-to-school season. You've seen all the commercials. You've stocked up in all the stores with supplies and pencils and crayons and notebook paper. Oh, and those spiral notebooks.
No, they're so cheap right now.
I love those.
You're just buying them to buy them because they're so cheap.
If anybody knows where you can get Lisa Frank spiral notebooks, please email me.
Whoa, the 90s called.
Nope. I'm sure they're out there. I want a dozen.
eBay it.
There you go.
Excellent.
That's why I'm here.
I got to Google Lisa Frank first.
Who is Lisa Frank?
Jeremy knows.
Just look it up.
It's very magical. It's like magical penguins.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, Dom.
In bold colors.
Never mind.
Go on with your life.
So what's your story?
Well, this has to do with a buddy of mine named Matt, and he's got a kid about, I think he's about a year older than Reed, so he's getting ready to start the process of kindergarten, the big kindergarten step. And I was talking with him yesterday, and he was telling me about the school supply list, and he was kind of complaining about everything on it. For kindergarten, they need like 7 boxes of crayons and 5 bottles of Clorox wipe and pencils.
Slow down right now.
Blah,
what
blah,
mean
blah.
7 boxes of crayons?
7 boxes of crayons. I guess it's got to last.
For the whole year.
The whole year.
Yeah, you put it in your cubby hole, and you take one out every other month.
That's
or so.
A lot of coloring.
What's kindergarten,
it's kindergarten,
Dom? A lot of coloring going on. Those kids,
they're only going to use the same 4 colors anyway.
Well, half of them get eaten. Yeah. But the kicker is the school list, the school has highly suggested that a tablet, like an iPad, should be purchased complete with headphones to, quote, help advance the kids' studies. More quotes, we would love our students to be prepared for many of our technology-based studies. Then they also attached to the school list a list of places that you can go out and buy a gently used tablet if you don't want to fork out the cash for a brand new iPad.
Did I hear you say that they're suggesting? In other words, the other stuff is required.
Right.
The tablet is suggested.
Highly suggested.
For kindergarten.
That the kids in kindergarten come prepared to class with an iPad.
I don't even have an iPad.
Right. And I'm thinking back to like when kindergarten is coloring, learning how to use buttons and snaps.
A,
and
B, C, D.
Not eating paste. So Matt's kind of in this dilemma because on top of it, they're trying to kind of limit the technology in their house too, because Matt has a tablet that the kid sometimes uses. So he's trying to limit the tablet time there. He doesn't want any movies, TV, video games. They're really trying to stay away from all that because it's addictive.
Maybe so, but I remember you talking and you even had pictures of Reed at age 1.5 or 2.
Well,
not the one where he puked on the iPad, which is one of the classic
great video. Yes, that's my thing. I had a hard time arguing with Matt because I'm like, Reed has his own iPad, and I think it's
he's four.
I don't even have an iPad.
Well, it's an iPad 1 that is slow, and it's just full of kids learning games and writing things. And
doesn't LeapFrog still exist? Isn't that an iPad for kids?
Yeah, but there's more apps and more options with the iPad.
Yes.
So I had a hard time saying, oh, don't do it, because here I am. Reed knows how to get on to Netflix on the iPad, you know. But he's in this dilemma where he wants a technology-free home. He thinks it's way too expensive to be buying this for a kindergartner. And it's going to be, what, taken to class and broken,
mm-hmm.
you know, within the first week?
What if, like, a third grader comes along and steals it?
But yet, he's also like, well, we're in a technology world. And does he now need to start learning all this in kinder-freaking-garden?
Well, there are more schools around the country that are eliminating textbooks completely.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing everything digital so that the kids have a tablet
right. When
they start school and they use it for every classroom. Instead of lugging around a backpack full of 40 pounds worth of books,
they
carry around a tablet. And to me, that makes sense.
But don't you think for an older class, maybe once you get into, what, fifth grade? Fifth,
not necessarily.
Sixth grade starting
because
that?
We're already in a world, in a world.
In
we're
a
in
world.
A world where,
where tablets exist.
Well, I mean, everything is technology-based now.
Oh, yeah.
And if we're amazed at where everything has come in the last 15 years, you got to imagine these kindergartners are going to be essentially getting out of college and starting the real world in about 15 to 17 years.
Mm-hmm.
Where will everything be? So what is the argument for not immersing them in the technology now? Hey, I get all the stuff about time away from technology and getting outside and playing. I'm all aboard on that.
But where's the going back to the basics? I mean, these kids still are going to need to learn how to write and be creative with their hands, with finger paints.
But they're not mutually exclusive. It doesn't mean because you've got a tablet that you can't write. And it also doesn't mean that you can't play with your Play-Doh and your finger paints. But when you are doing...
But it might. They might be doing more technology stuff versus pulling out the Play-Doh.
Right. Just because we live in a world with technology doesn't mean that in high school, this kid could start really involving a tablet into his learning.
I don't know. I wouldn't be afraid of it. I mean, I think the kids can still learn all the other things and they still have playtime. And I'm the one who's advocating to bring recess back, which a lot of school districts are, eliminating. I'm all for that. But I also think that it's sticking your head in the sand to say, well, I'm going to keep my child from using it. Your child is going to need technology to compete with those other kids in kindergarten at some point. Yeah. It can't hurt to give them a running start.
I get it. But then to throw like that cost at parents right off the bat in kindergarten too. What, $300 probably for gently used like an iPad 2? That's still a hearty thing to, that's a hearty cost to throw on parents right off the bat in kindergarten.
Well, but if the kid is able to use it for 3 or 4 years, right?
Maybe.
Because those
unless they break it.
No, but if they do, and again, it's going to save money in the long run if they're not using textbooks and such.
Their eyeglasses cost because they're their face in front of that screen constantly.
They
can't see.
Gobbly neck is going to come a lot earlier in life.
Yeah.
So apparently I'm the only one on the show who's in favor of this.
Neck problems
in
the fifth grade.
I'm taking Reed's iPad away.
Chiropractor.
Hello, Amy. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So what do you think about the tablet, the iPad in kindergarten?
Well, I am a preschool teacher, and I also study education from different lenses, psychology, sociology, philosophy, all those kinds of things for my degree. And my problem with it is that you guys are saying that technology is a reality, which it is, but what about the children who cannot afford the technology, so therefore our privilege says that they will just be left behind?
I thought about that, too.
If you're going to have iPads in the classroom, they do need to be provided by the school so that everybody has equal opportunity to use them. Highly suggested just makes parents feel bad about themselves.
Well, I see that, but at the same time, it is a reality that some people will have more than others. And I don't know.
Education's our equalizer.
You can say the same thing about the pencils and the paper. Some kids aren't going to be able to afford pencils and paper.
Some kids can't afford the crayons to go to school.
Schools have things in place for that, where if a child can't afford, it usually comes out to about $25 for school supplies. They will be able to provide that for them for low cost.
I think that I want to be careful, though, of saying because every child can't do this, we're going to hamstring every other child who could. I wonder if it's the kind of thing where every kid who's got one brings it and the kids who don't have one maybe can share with the ones who have one.
Because sharing is caring.
That's what kindergarten is all about.
It's on the wall. It's on the wall.
That's one thing, but you also have to realize that technology is in people's houses and children will get their technology regardless. Kids will be at their friend's house, they'll use it that way. If you're talking about from an educational component, and education is supposed to be a great equalizer, then putting a highly suggested iPad or even a required iPad at $300 is not staying true to that.
Well, maybe so, but this did come from a school district. This was they're the ones laying it down. It's interesting. I'd be curious to see how this turns out. Amy, thank you for your thoughts on this.
Mm-hmm.
Have a great day. Appreciate you calling. Here comes Cheryl. Hey, Cheryl.
Hi, how are you?
We're all great. What do you think?
Well, I am for the technology. I understand some can't afford it. I think some of the five-year-olds are technology ahead of me, and I'm 65. I think we would have to get the bond issues. Our country is so far behind other countries that are in the mega with the United States as far as education. We don't teach them. They're taking out cursive writing. Technology, I'm sorry, is here. It just is. We can't do anything about it. That's where everybody's going. Most of the new millionaires are 13, 14 writing programs.
Right. So what do you think about the tablets in kindergarten? Are you for it?
I think, yeah, I am for it. Right. I know so many 3- and 5-year-olds that have them. They show me how to do it.
Yeah, well, and, you know, look, the kids are tech savvy. There's no doubt. And Jeremy's little boy is already tech savvy. So yeah. He's 4. So.
And he's never going to learn cursive.
Cheryl, thank you for being on the show. I'll tell you a quick note before we go another call about cursive is when I do these school presentations, one of the things I bring is my 3rd grade English composition notebook. Because I have it.
Mm-hmm. Yours, little Dom's?
Mine.
Okay.
Me from 3rd grade. I didn't save it. My dad had it in a box in his house. And when he died, we were going through all of his stuff. My sister said, look at this, Dominic. It's
That's pretty cool.
And there's all the stories that I wrote in 3rd grade, and they're all in cursive. And when I show these to kids today,
they're like, what is that?
You should see all the comments that I get. It's like, how did you know cursive in 3rd grade?
That's what we did. See, they're missing out on that.
That makes me sick.
The mechanics of using your hands and writing, they're missing out on that.
Right. Well, Talk about letters from my grandma.
I hate handwriting.
Here comes, you want me to put, you know what I should do is I should scan one of my 3rd grade stories.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's Cindy. Hello, Cindy.
Good morning.
What do you think?
I think iPads are not a good thing to put in the classroom for kindergartners. And it goes to what you just spoke about with mechanics of learning. Executive functioning skills are something that build upon one another. And you've got to have gross and fine motor learning skills to have that opportunity to build upon as you move towards 3rd grade like you did.
Yeah, but now wait a minute. Let me jump in here. Okay, so I don't disagree with you, but I'm asking, why can't you do both?
You can have a good mix, but let's talk about the technology side. Many people already have stated that technology is a good thing to see in the classroom, but, you know, it's been a few years since I've been in kindergarten. I'm not going to divulge my age this morning, but I'll tell you that what you and I probably learned back in kindergarten and got to 3rd grade and learned cursive writing, you're not seeing kids come out of 3rd grade these days learning cursive writing.
No, but we could spend hours talking about what kids aren't learning today as compared to 20, 30, 50 years ago. But I think that it would be, I just think it's a mistake to not allow technology in classrooms when it's something they're going to be living with their whole lives. Why would we say you got to wait until you're 10, just hypothetically, before you can become schooled in it? It's what they're going to be basing their lives on. And I don't know why you can't do both. Why can't you write cursive and learn tablets?
But do you see more like of funding and stuff being pushed more towards technology and more iPads and less of that funding from the arts and humanities classes?
Well, don't even get me started on
that. That's where they're going to lose those.
Pisses me off.
That's where they're going to lose the Play-Doh funding.
Well, and that's my point too, is that I think that there can be a good mix between technology, but I don't think the parents should have to be required or felt to be made that they need to supply it. I think that there ought to be a good balance between the funding in the classroom for some introduction to tablet time, if you will. But
tablet time, yay!
Right after nap
Cindy,
time.
Cindy, I don't want to cut you off, but we're running way behind. I got to get to some other calls. Thank you for your time this morning.
You're welcome.
Appreciate your thoughts.
What about like a computer lab where a whole bunch of kids get around the same tablet and play Oregon Trail? You know?
Well, they have computer time in classrooms now anyway. So, yeah, why not do it with tablets, right?
Right.
Here's Kayla. We're going to have to move quickly. Kayla, what do you have to say?
No, I totally say not to have a tablet or iPads for the kindergarten because you are taking that advantage over the kids of touching, of doing the Play-Doh, of doing the finger paint, of doing all that. And besides, you can start bullying since kindergarten because some parents are not going to be able to get that. I mean, there's reduced lunches for people that don't make enough and free lunches for the other parents that can't pay for lunch, $1 something, and for them to actually pay for a $300 iPad for a kindergarten, I think that's just really ridiculous.
I'm glad you called. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for your time. We have time for one more. We'll make it John. Hey, John, you get the last word.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good. What do you say?
I say no. So, it's an expense that a lot of families can't afford. I was telling Emily I've got 5 kids. And granted, they range in age from college down to 8th grade now, but just the fees in school are getting ridiculous. I think.
What kind of fees have you paid in the last few years in dollar amounts? How much?
Oh, well, I know. Well, the registration yesterday, I paid $40 for each elective for my 2 high schoolers. So that was a couple hundred bucks. You know, you start adding in costs of iPads and technology.
And clothes.
Yeah. So, well, you know, the nice thing about having five kids, we have hand-me-downs.
good for you. Well, John, thank you very much. Good luck to you this year, okay?
Well, thank you. So, have a great day.
You as well. Appreciate being on the show.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.